This and other podcasts are available on the Gun Rights Radio Network, gunrightsradio.com. Podcasting freedom.
Shooters, this is Bob Main. The reason I carry a gun is because I can't carry a cop. Welcome to the very first MSP Middle of the Week podcast. And what I mean by that is MSP, Modern Self-Protection. Wanted to let you know something that I've decided to add to the show here. In the middle of the week, my co-host Ben Branham, or my occasional co-host Ben Branham, who you've heard on this podcast many times, has decided to contribute, hopefully once a week, kind of an extra topic matter for the week. And it's kind of a way for you to get some extra variety to my podcast. So I thought it was pretty cool that he was willing to do that. He's also starting up his own podcast over at modernselfprotection.com. So MSP stands for Modern Self-Protection. So this is MSP number one. And I'm probably going to put this out every Wednesday or Thursday. Look for it, hopefully, on Wednesday night or Thursday morning. And as usual, my weekly podcast will come out Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening. So here we go. Matter of fact, I don't even know what his topic is going to be. I'm recording the intro and the conclusion before Ben sends me the audio file. Actually, I have a pretty good idea of what his topic is going to be, but I don't know all the details. I'm sure, however, in true Ben Branham form, it's going to be pretty good. I think it has a lot to do with shooting rifles. So here we go. Ben Branham from Modern Self-Protection. Enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Handgun World Podcast. Normally, this would be Bob Main talking to you, but I'm Ben Branham. And Bob asked me to record an extra episode for you guys during the middle of the week. He didn't really have time, but he wanted to get something out, so here I am. I thought I'd talk about shooting rifles really fast. We were at the range shooting a competition last weekend, and I was giving some pointers to some of the guys, and so I thought I'd share a bunch of those pointers that the little class that I gave after the shoot to a couple shooters. I thought I'd give it to you over the radio here. It's kind of secret, so don't tell anybody, but it'll help you shoot your rifle really fast and really accurate up close, and help you win some competitions and amaze your friends with how fast you can shoot. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Ben Branham, and if this is your first episode with the Handgun Podcast, the Handgun World Podcast, make sure you come back and listen to more, because Bob is way better at this than I am, but I love that you guys are letting me talk to you. I was in the Marine Infantry for about 10 years where we used the M16 with open sights the whole time. I took lots of classes on top of what the Marine Corps taught me. I went overseas as a private contractor where we issued M4s with open sights. And I've just been shooting open sights my whole life. I've been exposed to the ACOG with the Marines and a bunch of different dot and point sights. And I found that they're really cool for those long precision shots. Not so good for those up close and I really need to shoot fast things, where the open sights, really, I'll give you this technique that'll make you shoot faster than the guys with the little dot sights can. All right, so to start with, we need to have a good stance. And I'm not talking about the cool, accurate, high-power shooter stance. The guy looks like a statue on a cross almost, standing straight up, got that rifle tucked in, and it looks like it's part of him and it never moves. Not that. And I'm not talking about competition shooters, the three-gun matches where you're hanging out sideways and trying to shoot. I've seen those guys do it. They can lean around that barricade on one foot and shoot three rounds with the rifle hanging out there and then fall over and actually win the match. But all they have to do is shoot those three rounds. They're only there for like 30 seconds and then they get a long break. The stance I'm going to give you right now is more of a fighting stance and one that lets you move around and actually fight from. So let's start with the bottom, your feet. Your feet should be about shoulder width apart. Your weak foot a little bit in front of the other, but it doesn't really matter. They could be almost even. Your knees should be slightly bent. Your hips should be back, and you should lean forward a little bit. You should square up to your target. Your feet, knees, hips, shoulders, head should all be pointing towards your target, directly at it. You want to keep those elbows in. I know that we all like to get those cool wings out like we're shooting a shotgun or trap or something, but you know those wings get taken off in a real gunfight, so you want to learn how to keep those in and tucked into your sides. If not, your weak hand in front of you. Okay, that front hand, I'm sorry, I got a little tripped up there. Your front hand, there's two schools of thought. There's the new school that says get that arm, that offhand arm all the way straight, that thumb out, kind of like you're shooting a pistol out there, and you can drive the gun from target to target. The old school is to tuck that front hand in close, either right up against the magazine well or running an extra broomstick or whatever you got on there, but tuck it in close so you don't have to reach out as far. I'm kind of old school, and I bring my hands in close and let the rifle stick out. It allows me to get those elbows in, and everything close to my body makes me a smaller target. If you've seen me, you know I'm a big enough target as it is. I don't need anything extra sticking out. But then to move the gun, I actually let my body move the gun and my shoulders. I'll point my shoulders from target to target to target, and that helps me swing the gun better and stop faster. The other way is to actually put that other hand way out there at the end of the rifle and then drive the gun with your off hand from target to target, from place to place. I really think that you can drive the gun faster with that hand stuck out there, but when you bring it in and you use your body to move the gun, you can get better hits faster. And hits are what's all going to make the difference. If you do a couple good scare me shots, that might help you, but I'd rather make the better hits. So that's kind of how your body works. And now where that stock is going to be placed is what really gets people. This is the shh, don't tell anybody trick. Because all that stuff, everybody knows. You ask anybody that has had any combat class about shooting, they'll tell you that's how you stand, that's how you move, yeah. Is the stock placement. And now in a conventional shooter, who NRA high power, if you lift up your right arm, your shooting arm, and you feel along the shoulder, you can feel your collarbone, and just below your collarbone, you can feel a big old pocket there when you stick out your arm straight out. And then when you bring your arm in, you can still feel that pocket in there. If you put a finger in there, you can't feel anything. You push down. If you push up, you can feel your collarbone, and you feel a little pressure there. That's the stock placement stock, where you want to put the toe of the stock, which is the very bottom part of the stock, to shoot really accurate faller shots. And that's when you stand at like a 45-degree angle bladed. And that's what the national high power shooters will do, and the guys that are shooting those little tiny groups at really, really far distances. With your shotgun, you go down from that point and you'll stick it in there, the whole meat. And if you kind of chicken wing and find a spot in there and then push down, you kind of feel where your shoulder muscle and your chest muscle pinch together. That's where you put the shotgun farther down in there, so you get those big muscles to hold that shotgun in place and control that recoil better. Well, for your fighting thing, I want you to pull that stock in towards the center line of your chest. And if you can, I want that stock all the way in, like on the inside of your breastbone, or if you feel your chest muscle, you'd want it on the down inside of that chest muscle. You know, think of those big old bodybuilders, and you see that big old round, you know, they've worked on forever. You want the inside of that round spot. And then you want the rifle up high, and because you're going to put your chin on the stock instead of actually your cheek. Conventionally, we put our cheek down, and you get a cheek weld, and I'll do it with my hand, and you get that chipmunk thing, and you kind of stand like this, and your head can't really move, right? And you can't really talk. Well, if you talk to anybody in the fighting world, especially special teams, small teams, shoot, move, and communicate. That's what you're doing. And you're doing two out of three all the time. So we want to be heads up. I put my chin on the stock. Now, if I push on my chin a little bit, this is where I put my stock normally. And you can see that I can talk pretty well and not have a little bit. It's a little bit voice infliction when you touch your face at all. But I can still articulate. I can still talk to my team. And I can still shoot and talk at the same time. It also allows you to move faster. If you have your head up and you're looking to where you're going, I can move a lot faster. I can run a lot faster. I can walk a lot faster. I can move around corners. I don't trip over my own 2 feet. I don't trip over the rock that I didn't see. and I don't miss going around corners and run into walls. You'd be surprised. Put your head down on your stock and look through your sights, and now try to walk through your house and see what you run into. If you haven't practiced that a lot, you'll run into things all over. You run into the wall. I've seen guys run almost smack with the muzzle into the wall, and it's pretty jarring. It pretty hurts. So get that head up to move around. If you want to laugh at yourself, go ahead. Put your head down on those sights and try to move through your house really fast and find out what happens. I suggest you do it when there's nobody else around to see you. Okay, now the actual sighting part of it. We have our head up already. That stock is in real close. It's right on our chin. Well, if you put that stock on your chin and the rifle sticking straight out from your chest, kind of puts that rifle right underneath your shooting eye, doesn't it? So you can almost use it like a shotgun and make that rear sight your eye. I got the head up, the stock high, but I'm still looking over my rear sight. Literally, you could put a piece of tape on my rear sight up close. I would never miss it and never even notice that you had taken my sight off or put tape over it. Because up close, I'm going to look over that rear sight. I'm going to see the front sight and put that front sight on my target. I'll use my rear eye as my rear sight. And then that front sight just gives me a cool reference point and make sure that my rifle is pointing where I want it to when I pull the trigger. Now, you got to kind of compensate a little bit. You have to put that front sight down lower. And what I mean by that is when I'm shooting and I'm going through, when I put a more precision shot on target, I want to shoot almost at the hips and belly of my target. I'll put that front sight tip on like the belly button and I'll get a good square center hit. Well, when I'm in a fight, it doesn't really matter if I hit that zero down ring in IDPA or the A ring in IPSC USPSA. It matters that I make a hit. And that first hit is really what's going to help you out. When you start hitting somebody with the rifle, they're going to slow down. And that will give you time to make a good follow-up hit if you need to. Even if they're wearing body armor, hard plates, that the rifle rounds aren't penetrating that you're shooting, that there's enough energy transfer there that makes them rock a little bit and makes them pay attention to something else besides shooting you. So there's my clue right there. Just make a quick hit. And if you make a bad hit, you know, body armor is only so big, and you start making, it's one of the things I teach in my class, and I will be teaching in my classes coming up, is that if we start making those perfect hits in the center all the time and he's wearing body armor, we're never going to get a penetration. Or if something's weird and we're not getting hit, it's not going to work. But if we just do kind of the spread fire and make sure we get a hit on target, well, we get effects from different rounds and different locations. Your body shuts down faster, and it keeps quirks from happening. Kind of like you see in the movie, somebody has like their, you know, Bible right there, and you make a shot, and it just hits the Bible and saves them. But there's a lot of quirky things that happen that way with the human body and with other stuff we wear too every day, shirts, pens, all that stuff. So I say make it a fan fire and hit anywhere on the body and get rid of the chances of one of those quirks working against you. So we got that stock high up. It's touching your chin. You're looking over the rear sight. You shouldn't have to move your head down to find the stock at all. Your rifle should come up to your chin, right in the center, and you shouldn't have to move anything. The rifle will feel really high, which it is. It's up there on your chest, and it feels really weird in the middle. But keep trying it, and eventually it'll get natural to you. And as Daniel Shaw over at the Gunfighter Cast says, you got to look cool. If you don't think you look cool, if you look stupid, you're probably leaning back or leaning so far forward that you're going to fall over, or the rifle is so far sideways or on the wrong side of your body or something. So if you think you look really, really stupid, look in the mirror and see if you're doing something wrong. Just remember to get those feet underneath you, those knees bent a little bit, the hips back a little bit, shoulders forward, rifle towards the center line of your body, head up, rifle up, bend forward a little bit, and keep those elbows in. And you'll be able to move around like this really fast, really easy. It won't take you long practicing at all. Now, the biggest trick to this, too, is you got those fast sights because all I have to see is my front sight. But the other trick, the other side of this, is if I want to make a precision shot or a long-range shot, all I have to do is duck my head down on my rifle and get that good cheek weld, and now I'm looking through my rear sight at my front sight, and I can get a precision shot if I need it, or I can get a long-distance shot. Kind of cool, huh? So you can move really, really fast, make really, really fast shots up close, and it only takes you half a second to transition from doing fan fire on one target and actually just making hits out to it and then going down and making those good hits. Now, me, I've been training and working at this a little bit. I have no problem making hits really fast out to like 50 yards. All I do is look over that rear sight, put that front sight on the bottom of the target and pull the trigger. I can do it super fast and super easy, and it's not because I'm superhuman like some of the competition shooters. It's just I practiced it. You can too. Really, really easy. Just make sure that you practice mounting that rifle right, nice and high towards the center line of your body. I can't say that enough because, you know, it's really odd at first, and it will really feel weird. But once you get it, man, you can move fast. So put your head up. Look over that rear sight, see that front sight, put that front sight low on your target, squeeze the trigger. And then if you need those sights to make a precision shot, all you do is move down. And in this position also, what really cool is that you get this nice position and you bring your, if you bring your elbows in and your arms up front, you make this cool pocket for that rifle to sit in on your chest, and I'm leaning forward my whole body. Well, now I have the biggest muscles in my upper body, my chest muscles, and my back muscles leaning forward, controlling the rifle recoil. And then that little 223, yes, it does recoil a little bit, but man, that stance will just eat up that recoil like you'd never believe. And you can just really hammer fast, and you can see the sight. It's really cool. When you're looking at that front sight on the target, you can see when you're doing it right, that front sight doesn't really move at all. It rocks up and down just a hair, but it will actually rock up and then right back to where you started when you pulled the trigger. I really like this technique, and I can really do it fast. And I think you can too. And in that, I'm going to give you kind of my dry practice method right here to actually learn this technique. First of all, we need to make sure that this is safe. We're going to have a live rifle, no live ammunition. So do what you're supposed to do. Leave the ammo in one room, go to the other room to practice, double, triple, quadruple check that that rifle is clear, that any magazines that you might be using don't have any ammo, don't have another gun on you with ammo, don't have any ammo, anything that can go boom when you're trying to do dry practice. Leave it all in the other room, go to your other space, practice, and when you're done practicing, that's when you leave your practice area and go back to where your live ammo is. So make sure you click on and off mentally. I know most of you know this, and I'm beating a dead horse, but I just really hate to anybody have that accidental discharge inside their house with a rifle. So on your dry practice, mounting the rifle is the most important thing. It's kind of like drawing your handgun. It's where everything comes from. So I want you to practice mounting the rifle into that pocket. Now you either want to start from the low ready, which means you can put the toe of the rifle onto your chest and the rifle muzzle down and now pull it up onto your target. And when you're doing this, square up to your target, look at what you're going to, you know, fake shoot at, and then just look at your target and pull the rifle up. The rifle should come up, and the front sight should interrupt your sight plane, and you should see it. Other cool thing about this is the sight doesn't really have to be clear. It can be fuzzy. As long as you have meat on both sides of that sight, you're good to go. That's an old point shooter's trick. To say that they still use sights, but they also point trick, is that they look down the slide of their gun, and if you can see meat on both sides, you know you're going to make a hit. May not be a 10-ring hit, but it's a hit, and that's all you need in a fight to start with. So just keep looking at that. Look at your target, get in your stance, mount that rifle up, bring the rifle up so it interrupts your sight plane, and that front sight comes into view onto your target. And as it does, you can click off the shot, and then freeze. You can use the other half of this technique to see where you actually hit. So if I'm looking at the front sight, I'm in this cool stance, my head's up, I'm looking over the rear sight, click, and if I freeze and then move my head down, I can look through my sights and see where my shot would have actually gone. No, it's not exactly perfect. No, none of us freeze perfectly. But it'll give you a good idea of how far off that distance when you're looking at it is, how far down that front sight should be on the pelvic or on the gut for your distance. And remember, that'll change at distance. So, you know, the closer up, really, you gotta, I gotta think about it because I've done it so long. Closer up, you wanna look down farther than being farther out. I had to think about it. I just do it out of course and don't even think about where I put that front sight now. I just know I put it down on the gut and in the hips area every time I pull the trigger, and I make hits almost every time unless I do something else wrong because the technique actually works. So you learn that stance, you lean it in, you mount that rifle, see that front sight. When it's on your target, click, and then freeze, look down, see if your shot was where you wanted it or not, and then cycle the bolt and do it again. With a little practice, you can really get good at this just dry. And it's one of those techniques that you can learn almost 90% dry fire and then go out to the range just to get the actual recoil and the noise and make sure that you're not anticipating the recoil or slapping the trigger or doing something else dumb. But, I mean, most of us have that, and most of us know if we slapped the trigger or we flinched or we didn't see what we thought we saw. You know, you can kind of look at that. And so then you get out to the range, start playing with it, and you can start amazing your friends by how fast you can shoot. And then the stance also helps you, it helps you control the recoil like nobody's business. I love getting in this good stance and then putting a piece of steel out there and seeing how fast I can ring that piece of steel. I remember going to ranges where you could put a piece of steel out there. I'd get one range, I went out there and put like an 8x10 piece of steel at about 100 yards and got my 223 out, and it just started going clang, 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 clang. And then when I was really good at it, I got really going. I could get through a whole magazine and almost sound like it was an automatic, going clang, 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 clang. Have that really good pace like that, and you just get into a groove, and you'll find out doing a steel exercise like that what your pace really is. And as you get better and better, and your recoil management gets better, and your sights rock back on faster, and you see the world faster, that pace just goes up, and it'll get to the point where you can go clang, 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 clang. And just really as fast as you pull the trigger, you're making hits on target. I did that one time at this range in California. And this guy from the Mini 14 next to me saw me doing it. And he was one of those good old boys that thought, well, if he can do it, this young kid, I can shoot my rifle. Yeah, I can shoot it better. And he starts going to town, and rounds are flying everywhere into the dirt, ricocheting off the ground. I think it hit everything but the target. The rangemaster came over and asked them to stop it because they were being stupid. And then because they were being so stupid, the rangemaster came over and asked me to actually slow down my rate of fire just because the idiots were out. So it's kind of fun. It gets you really fast. And then in a gunfight, if you could hit your target and make that gun sound like a full auto rifle and hit your target that fast, how much of an advantage do you think that would be over somebody that's just trying to make a shot? And they can only shoot one shot every half a second or one shot every second. And you've got splits at tenths of a second. So you're firing. You should be able to do this drill and really get 1/1500ths of a second splits. So that is what, 4 rounds a second that you should be able to get hits on target? In a gunfight, that's pretty good. And I was actually working this with a timer, trying to get down to 1/10 of a second. I never got there, but you know, there's always something to strive for. And that's probably about as fast as the M16 will cycle, depending on which bolt and blah, blah, blah. And all those, you can read up all of that on AR15.com or just about any other website. Everybody will have an opinion about how fast the rifle cycles with this bolt versus that bolt and this spring versus. And they even have an opinion about the oil in it, which I thought was the funniest thing ever I've ever read. But anyways, back to our topic. Shoot the rifle really fast. Get that stock in on your chest, almost to the center of your body, that sternum muscle, or that sternum bone. Get your chin high and touching the sight. Get that rear sight to look over get your rear eye to look over your rear sight and just see that front sight. And as the rifle comes up, and as soon as you get meat on both sides of that front sight, press the trigger. and that will get you that hit fast, and then you'll be able to go from target to target. And as you swing your body, remember to move your shoulder and your feet to your next target. It'll make you just a split second slower getting from one target to the other, but it'll make your follow-up shots amazing because the rifle is no longer moving. It will actually be steady on your target. And it's just fun. Get out there, try this, and get yourself a timer. Those are a lot of fun. You can even buy them on your iPhone now. I'm going to break down in a week or two and buy the timer that's on your iPhone for like $20 and see how fast you can do this drill when you get some ammo. And you get a piece of steel because that's more fun than paper. Paper's no fun. Get yourself a good piece of steel and shoot fast and just have a lot of fun with it. And you'll see, you'll be amazed at how fast you can shoot. And then that this technique really will help you in a gunfight if you ever have to do it, heaven forbid. But any of you law enforcement, military out there, get out there and try this. I think you'll be amazed at how fast you can really shoot. Well, that's about all the time I've got, and that's about all the topics I got for you. So it worked out really well. This has been a cool midweek episode of the Handgun World Podcast. I know it hasn't been handguns. It's been rifles this time. But make sure you tune in and listen to Bob Main over there. He's an amazing guy. Got an amazing show. And he just keeps getting better and better. Until next time, I'm Ben Branham. And I say, your rifle and your knives and your guns are only tools. Your mind is the weapon. Train it well.
Well, thank you, Ben. I appreciate you doing that. Again, folks, look for this once a week. There's going to be a lot of variety in these. Every once in a while, I might add something, but pretty much it's going to be Ben's middle of the week show. Once again, check out his podcast. I think his first episode is already up at modernselfprotection.com. Once again, that's modernselfprotection.com. And as usual, don't forget about the classes that Ben and I are doing. September 29th in San Antonio, we are almost full. I think we have one, maybe two slots left. And we've got a handful of people already signed up for the November 3rd Beyond Concealed Carry class in Dallas. Go to handgunworld.com and check out the details for those. Give me some feedback on this. Give Ben some feedback. I'll start a thread on the Gun Rights Radio Network forum for each middle of the week MSP cast. So again, thanks for tuning in to version one. I'm Bob Main. You've just listened to Ben Branham. The reason I carry a gun is because I can't carry a cop. We'll catch you on Sunday. Talk to you later. Bye.